In fact, as I mentioned earlier, the present invention relates to an intraluminal graft. In column one, it probably appears a half a dozen times. That is the invention. So it, why do you argue that the trial court erred in interpreting it, the claims, to be intraluminal?
Because we never say the present invention requires both pieces to be intraluminally placed.
The present invention relates to an intraluminal graft. The present invention is directed to an alternative form of intraluminal graft. And the first aspect consists of an intraluminal graft. It's all over.